The children have finally gone to bed. At the end of the table, I open a bottle of wine before approaching my husband with a smile and a glass in each hand. We're finally alone, and this time the lighting is perfect. It was such a good idea to smash the old lamp on the floor and buy a new one yesterday. I am relaxed, almost serene. My husband has no clue about Pierre. If he had seen me, he would have said something.
What were you doing in the bathroom earlier? I saw you come out with Pierre. Is there something going on between you two?
But my husband doesn't ask me a thing. Even so, I could have sworn that we locked eyes through the second floor window, and seeing someone isn't the same as locking eyes. Locking eyes implies a reciprocity. It's active, it's reactive, it's instinctual. It's the predator staring down its prey, and then the prey lifts her eyes, suddenly aware of her fate. I must have imagined it. My husband even appears to be in a joyful mood. Maybe I can hope for a declaration of love or a few tender words. All the days of my week are ruled by the sign of love, but I know that my husband loves me the most on Saturdays, so I have to take advantage. My husband puts classical music on the living room speakers. This is a rare occurrence, and I wonder how to interpret it. My music notebook says nothing about classical music. I think it's Mozart. It's a well-known song. Of course, I don't ask him for confirmation. What would he think if he found out his wife wasn't able to recognize Symphony No. 40 in G major by the most famous composer of all time? He knows I don't come from the same social and cultural milieu as him, but I've made so much effort to hide it that I think he often forgets. No use reminding him. We've barely had our first sip of wine. The dramatic violin harmonies have just given way to the melancholic oboe. Maybe it's Haydn. In any case, it's after Bach, second half of the 18th century, that's for sure. The phrases are symmetrical and the harmonic language very simple. When I hear footsteps on the stairs, my daughter appears in the doorway. Is a night alone with my husband really so much to ask? We've already spent the whole day celebrating her birthday. My daughter murmurs that she has a stomachache. She sits on my lap and then buries her face in my neck. My only thought is that she's going to ruin my makeup. The bronzer on my neckline and cheeks is spoiled now. I'm a monster for thinking about my complexion while my daughter is trembling in my arms. I collect myself, stroke her hair, and squeeze her little body, warm as a croissant, against me. I signal to my husband that I'll take care of it and go up the stairs with her to her bedroom. I take her temperature and spend some time comforting her. I give her some medication that I dissolve in a glass of water. She doesn't like to swallow pills. If she's still not feeling well in an hour, we'll call a doctor. Finally, I lie down with her and sing her favorite song, Sunny. It's been a long time since I've sung for her. I used to do it more when she was little, borrowing the words of others to show affection. She would ask me the meaning of the English words again and again, even though she knew them by heart. What does "you're my spark" mean, Mama? When my daughter drifts off to sleep, I close her bedroom door gently behind me, monstrous, guilty. Even though I lingered, even though I think I've done what a good mother would have. Monstrous for thinking that this was time stolen from what should have been a night alone with my husband. Guilty for glancing at my watch. I've barely walked out the door when I hear her call to me again. I freeze. I've already been quite patient. I go back, turn on her bedside lamp, kneel down next to her, and look her straight in the eyes. The gentle mom mask is gone. I grab her wrist and squeeze it tight to paralyze her little arm in my hand, and with blood-curdling coldness, I hiss an order. Go to sleep now. But when I go back to the living room, it's already too late. My husband has finished his glass of wine. Our moment is over.